This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Verse 2, blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. I was really intrigued by that phrase, the spirit where there is no deceit. It's possible for a man or woman to have what the Bible calls a deceitful spirit. You say, what's that mean? Have you ever talked about a friend or a relative or a stranger that you know, somebody you really don't know, but you say, you know, that guy is able to lie at the drop of a hat? Well, you know, she's able to lie about things when she doesn't even need to lie, but she's such an experienced liar, she can lie about everything and anything. And we all have come in contact with people like that in our lives, and maybe it describes us at one point or another. But sometimes it's not just a person who is a habitual liar, an accumulative liar where the lies build, but it's more than that, and they have a spirit of deception where lying has become a part of their personality. Where the accumulative lying and the habitual lying, according to Dr. Scott Peck, turns a person into a person of the lie rather than a person of the truth. Which one describes you? Person of the lie or person of the truth? And blessed, David says, is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him and in whose spirit is no deceit. Why is he talking about deceit in connection with acknowledging sin? Because the greatest form of denial is not the denial of death, but it's the denial of sin. Would you listen to that again? The greatest denial in your life is not a denial of death, it's a denial of sin in your life and in my life. We become masters at denying the sin that's in our life, just like David did. He had not only had an affair with Bathsheba, he had the husband of the woman that he was having an affair. He had the man murdered, sent him up to the battle, in the front of the battle of the suicide squad, and he was killed. And then he married the wife of Uriah. And then you say, why did he do it? Because he wanted to. Why do most people do anything? Because they want to. Why do you or I do anything we do? Because we want to, and in that can include sin in our life. Verse 3 says, when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me, my strength was sapped in the heat of the summer. What does it mean to keep silent? Let me tell you what it means. It can mean different things to different people. For some people, keep silent means you don't say a word about it to anybody, including the Lord. But for some people, keeping silent means you blame other people. You ever blamed somebody else for what you did? Sure you have. So have I. You do something wrong and then you blame somebody. Anne Lamott is a writer. And in her book called Plan B, Thoughts on Faith, she said, blame was always my first response in life. Figure out whose fault things are, then try to manipulate that person into correcting his or her behavior so that you can be comfortable. It's not just Anne Lamott whose first response is blame. It could be anybody in this room, any man or any woman in this room, where blame is your first response. I got to blame somebody. I can't deal with the reality of my own sin and my own shortcomings and my own faults. I've got to blame somebody.
Well, tomorrow we'll continue this message from two of the penitential psalms, Psalm 32 and Psalm 38. They just may say more to your life than you and I are willing to admit. It's a powerful passage that we study on forgiveness, God's capacity to forgive. Tomorrow on CrossHope. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.